Blog Talk Radio.
Come on, say, I'm above.
Thank you. Come on, come on. Praise God, praise God. He sticks closer than any brother. Praise God, praise God, praise God. Hallelujah. He's a friend like no other. Praise God, hallelujah. I want to call upon the name of Jesus. I don't know who you want to call upon, but all I want, when things going down and when things keep on going down and when things keep on going around, I want to call upon the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. There's power in that name. Jesus. That's who I need, Jesus. I know somebody who can help me, Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. He's my doctor, lawyer, friend. He's everything that we need, friends. Hallelujah, hallelujah. He's going to make a way for this, when you say Jesus, but mean it from your heart. Praise God. God will answer you. Yes, he will. He will answer you. My Lord, my God, and my Lord. Hallelujah. When you don't know what to do, what to say, can't find the words to say, come on, somebody. When it just seems as though you can't make another step, just call upon the name of Jesus. Say the name. Praise God. Praise God. Hallelujah. 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 You are listening to God's Favors program coming to you live tonight. Praise God. Oh, we just thank God for this night. What a wonderful night. Oh, that we can call upon the name of Jesus. We don't know what's around the corner at the next minute, the next hour, the next second. But we know that we can call upon Jesus now before things begin to happen. Praise God. We can call upon him now, and we can command every evil force right now to go. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise that. Nothing but the name of Jesus. I love that song. I love it. I live it in my heart. My Jesus. Who else can I call upon but Jesus? That's the reason why I love him so. Let's go to prayer. Praise God. Father, right now, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, we come to you, Lord God, oh God, lifting up you, God. You are high above anything else, God. God, you the sweetest thing I know, God. And Father God, when we come to you, God, you will come down to us. You will sup, God. We asking you to come in tonight, God. Come in tonight, God, and oh God, help us, oh God, oh Father God, because we can't pray without you, we can't sing without you, we can't, oh God, we cannot bring this word tonight, God, without you. We need you in every part, oh God, Father God, to minister to our hearts, our mind, our soul, God, oh God, thank you, Father God, thank you, we come with thanksgiving in our hearts, because you told us to, God, oh God, thank you, Lord God, and you told us praises is the weapon, oh, that's the key, oh God. Oh God, we come to tear down Satan's kingdom tonight. We come to pull down every principality and power of the air. Anything that tries to set itself against the knowledge of Christ, we come against it right now in the name of Jesus, Lord. Those that are suffering, oh God, Father God, oh God, from whatever they're going through, God, may be a son behind prison, may be a daughter behind prison, may be a son that, that's out there, a daughter on drugs or into prostitution, God. Oh, Father, whatever it may be, somebody may be racking with pain in their bodies tonight, God. We know, God, that you are the answer, God. Oh, Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Oh, Father God, somebody may be had a sickness for so long, but the woman just touched the hem of his garment, God, and she was ever so made whole, God. Lord God, there was a blind man, God. Oh, God, he had been blind, oh, God. Oh, God, from birth, God, I know, God, you, oh, God, cleansed his eyes and made him see again, God. Oh, God, whatever the problem may be tonight, God, we know, God, that you are the answer, God. Yes, God, you the answer to every one of our diseases, God, because you went about, God, healing divers, all kinds, God, of diseases. So whatever it is tonight, God, Lord, I was just heard the pastor say in the church to pray for a couple because the husband's son, they had been looking for him for a month, and they found him on the river, floating on the river in Texas. Lord God, oh God, you know the heartaches, that pain, and the pain that, oh God, parents are going through right now, Lord God, in these troublesome times. Satan is out to steal, kill, and destroy, God. Yes, Lord. So we lift up that family and every other family, God, that may be going through, God. Oh God, and oh Father God, don't know which way to turn when they hear something like that, God. Oh God, because it hits so hard and so fast, oh God. Oh Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord. Lord, I ask your comfort upon them. Oh God, let them know, God, that you're going to give them the peace that passes all understanding, God. Oh Father, in the name of Jesus, look on our children, God. Oh God, far and near, wherever they may be, God, surround them with angels, oh God. Oh God, let those angels be encamped all about them, oh God, keeping them, oh God. Oh Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we lift up our children, oh God. Oh Father God, that they will turn from their wicked ways and follow hard after you, Lord God. Oh, they will accept you. We pray for salvation, oh God, from the four corners of this earth, that every man, woman, child, oh God, turn to you, God, and serve you with their whole heart, mind, and soul. Yes, Lord God, we are looking, oh God, to you, who is the author and the finisher of our lives, God. Oh, thank you, Father God. You're the one, God, that we can cling on to. You're the one, God, that we can run into. You are the one, God, that we can hold on to. Oh, because you are the solid rock, oh God. Yes, Lord. And we say yes to your way and yes to your will, God, in Jesus' name. Oh, thank you, Father God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Have you lost a loved one, son or daughter, to drugs or to the prison walls? Maybe slain by the bullet, or whatever you may be going through tonight. God's favorites are reaching out to help heal your hurt. Praise God. Jesus said in Matthew 11:28, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Jesus is here. He is here right now. Yes, he is. He's here right now. He's here to lift every heavy burden. Yes, he is. He's here right now. Oh, to remove every yoke. Oh, my God. Yes, he is. God is here. He will never leave us nor forsake us. Hallelujah. He is here. He's here to wipe every tear from your eye. Yes, he is. Oh, for those that feel hopeless, he's here. And bless the broken. Yes, he is. Our God is right here. Praise him. Come and lay down. Burden that you have carried. Oh, praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Well, we are so glad you're tuning in tonight and listening to the program tonight. Praise God. Hallelujah. We just thank you for coming and joining in with us. And if, don't forget, tell someone else to come in. And at this time, I'm going to bring my co-host on, Minister Peggy Biden, and then I'll be right back with you. Praise God.
Praise the Lord. This is God's favorite radio program featuring Pastor Evangelist Vivian George. You may reach us at God's Favorites, Post Office Box 1704, Marrero, Louisiana 70073. Home phone number is 504-347-5797. To listen to our program and to give, what's your joys and peace and praises to our Lord, the number is area code 714-409-0578. Again, that number is 714-409-0578. And if you care to speak and give a praise report, you can just press 1 while you're doing it. It's on Sunday nights at 7 o'clock. And on Friday nights, we have Minister Janice Williams is the host of Victorious Living, a part of the Ministry of God's Favorites, Friday nights at 8 p.m. Again, call this number on Fridays at 8 p.m., 714-409-0578, and you will receive a great blessing just by listening to God's Word. Again, Sunday nights at 7 p.m. and on Friday nights at 8 p.m. Just think of what God has done for you this week and give him a praise report. Our prayer request tonight is for people that's considering suicide. I had a call this evening from a friend of mine that says cancer has overtaken her body and she just doesn't care to live anymore. But you know what? As we talked, I told her the true assurance is asking God not only for a healing, but for a blessing in her life, for letting her live this long with the cancer and still ease the pain. And if he wants to call her home, say, Lord, I'm ready to come. People that's having eye surgery, people that's having heart problems, diabetes, cancer. Most of all, children without parents, children that's living on the streets and going from house to house and being sent from one place to another, foster homes. Just ask God to give that foster parent a love for that child and keep that child just under their care and protection. Remember to pray for missionaries. Yes, missionaries is carrying the word of God throughout the world and are grieving people. People that's got just got some news that somebody had passed away in their family just this past weekend. A policeman's son plowed into a group of people watching a parade, and he killed two people. Five others are injured. This young man is just 30s, and his father's a police officer. And you would think the example of being there as a policeman would help this young man to realize that you do not kill people with a truck. You do not run into situations like that. Pray for protection. Pray for his father and mother that's grieving over that cause, because it's really hard to believe that a policeman's son would do this, but that's just the devil in him. And he's going to have to go to jail now, maybe for the rest of his life, being under the influence of alcohol. Just think. Pray for friends that likes to take a social drink. Pray for neighbors in your neighborhood. You ever got bored of praying? Just think. When you're backing your car out, what some other car can do to you, come and hit you, cause you'd have an accident. Think for those. Pray for safety. Everything around you. You can see that promise. God gave us a promise. He said to call upon him. The book of books, the Bible is old, also ancient. Its timeless stories have for centuries shouted, you can make it. Don't quit. Don't give up. It's truth, secure and solid as stone. Say, I'm still here, waiting to be claimed and applied. Whether it's a prophet warning, a poet poem, or a preacher's challenging reminder, the book of books lives on, offering us new visits. Though ancient, it has never lost its relevance. Through battle, no one has ever improved on its contents. Though old, it's never fade to offer something pure, something wise, something new. Isn't that wonderful? That Bible is a wonderful book. Think about it. As we read here in Psalms 126, when the Lord brought the prisoners back to Jerusalem, it seemed as if they were dreaming. They were filled with laughter, and we sang happy songs. Then the other nation said, the Lord has done great things for them. The Lord has done great things for us, and we are very glad. Lord, return our prisoners again as you bring streams to the desert. Those who cry as they plant crops will sing at harvest time. Those who cry as they carry out the seeds, they will return singing and again bundles of grain. All good things come from the Lord. Isn't that wonderful? It's a wonderful thing that we can rely on the good book to give us advice, love, care, and everything we can think about God. Remember, our host has written a beautiful book, Why Not a Woman? It's wonderful to have the memories and the place of what God has given her, and she put it into a book. You can go to Barnes & Noble also. You can go to Amazon and you can find it. Why Not a Woman? And here's a word of encouragement. Confess your faults to one to another and pray one for another that ye may be healed. The effective fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. James 5:16. You will find that in that book that she wrote, Why Not a Woman by Vivian Collins. Thank you for joining us tonight. Thank you for giving us the privilege of being part of your life. And thank God for letting us know that you're there and you will always listen to God's wonderful word. You'll get a blessing just by listening on Sunday nights at 7 and on Friday nights at 8. God is good all the time. Share it with somebody and let the world know that Jesus is your Lord. Pastor Vivian.
Thank you, Minister Biden. Thank you so much. Oh, God bless you. God bless you. Tonight we want to talk on, hallelujah, this is our Praise Sunday. Praise God. I meant to announce that when we first came on. This is our Praise Sunday, and we're going to give God the praise. Praise God. Hallelujah. So tonight my topic will be dancing and spiritual warfare. Dancing and spiritual warfare. Yes, hallelujah. Do we supposed to dance in the spirit and do warfare? Yes, yes, yes. Oh, it's all good. However, we got to praise the Lord, the ward off the enemy. We're going to do it. Praise God. You may be asking, what does spiritual warfare have to do with dancing? A lot. Yes, a lot. You can just dance in the spirit and you're going to tear down some things. Praise God. And many others have found that dancing in praise is a tremendous weapon against Satan. But before we discuss the issue of dancing as warfare specifically, I need to answer a few questions about spiritual warfare. What is spiritual warfare? Some may be asking. Well, what are you talking about, Sister Vivian? What is spiritual warfare? Hallelujah. Still a controversial subject in some Christian circles. Spiritual warfare is a confrontation between classic good and evil. God versus Satan. It appears to have been begun when God expelled Satan and his minions from heaven. Moses versus Pharaoh, for example. Jesus' temptation by Satan in the wilderness, and Paul and Silas versus the fortune teller model spiritual battles. You remember all these things that went on, a confrontation between Satan and we have them. I've had a confrontation like that. Where the devil told me he was going to take me down, and Jesus was right there to take me up. It's a confrontation between devil and God and the spirit. Hallelujah. It's versus the fortune teller model against spiritual battles. And that's in Luke 4:18-19. And it reads as this. For the spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he has anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to preach deliverance to the captive, and recovery of sight to the blind, to set at liberty them that are bruised, to preach the acceptable year of the Lord. Praise God. The poor, the brokenhearted, the captive, the blind, and I don't mean blind, natural blindness, I mean spiritual blindness, bruised, identify with territory that Christ and now him through us seek to recapture. Praise God. Hallelujah. So we see here what spiritual warfare is. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So we have to war against those things. Hallelujah. Praise God. And we also going to look at basis for scriptural basis for scripture warfare. The scripture speaks about spiritual warfare in 1 John 3:8. He that committed sin is of the devil, for the devil sinneth from the beginning. For this purpose, the Son of God was manifested, that he might destroy the works of the devil. We have to destroy the works of the devil, do they will continue and bind us and bow us down and make us to serve him. We are determined we are not going to serve the enemy. In 2 Corinthians 10:3-4 adds insight to the subject. For though we walk in the flesh, we do not war after the flesh. For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds. Strongholds are of Satan. Praise God. The word warfare in the Greek is strac. Praise God. Stracteria. Meaning military advice. I'll do it like that. Praise God. Military service, as in a military campaign or an army like the angels, to contend with carnal inclinations. Paul and Silas identified both sides of the campaign and call it war. That's what we're talking about, war in the spirit. We're in a war. As well, they place the conflict in another dimension, in the spirit world. We are talking about the spirit world. Praise God. The Bible says that there are all kinds of spirits. There are all kinds of spirits out there. And they will come and they will try you. And sometimes they'll go into a person and you send them out there and they go back out and get 7 more and come back. So we got to recognize there is a spirit world out there. The scripture does not question whether we war or not, but speaks from the position that we do and to the nature of our weapons of warfare, we are in war. Praise God, Ephesians 6:12, which indicates a battle between the natural, provides even more detail about spiritual warfare. For and the word said, we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against rulers of darkness in this world, against in this world, not in the world to come. While you are here, you're going to be wrestling against principalities and powers of this world. Spiritual weakness is in high places. All these things, we have to keep our mind centered on Christ, because these things come. Yes, these things will try to tear you, will get your mind off Christ. These things will, and it could come through many ways. It can come through food. It can come through people. It can come through the choices of person that you are believing in. Satan is subtle. And he comes to deceive and destroy. Praise God. Carnal versus spiritual weapons. When Paul says the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, he is saying that our own natural weapons, even if we are Christians, don't work, but that we possess godly weapons capable of exciting great damage on our enemy. We have the power, my friend. We have the power to do great damage on the enemy. When he comes in like a flood, the Bible says that we can raise up a standard against him. Praise God. Your carnal weapons, your intelligence, popularity, influence, reasoning, or even ignorance. The I do believe, so it is. Viewpoints fail against Satan. Praise God. You will take a beating if you don't believe in spiritual warfare. You cannot stand alone against the wiles of the enemy, no matter how spiritual, dedicated, or intelligent you may be. Satan is real. He will come try you. And you, if you don't know how to ward off these things, you will go through a tremendous battle in your life. Praise God. Since all believers are engaged in spiritual warfare, we must choose how to walk. Either we prepare ourselves with all the abilities God has made available to us and prevail in this war, or we ignore, disbelieve, or take lightly the word of God and suffer needless defeat after defeat. That's what we'll go through. Spiritually, emotionally, and physically, you will go through if you don't believe in spiritual warfare. Tremendous problems buffet humanity daily. That's why you see some people going through so badly, because they don't know how to do spiritual warfare. And Satan is trying them, and he's going to buffet them, and he's going to take them through some trials and some tribulations. Some of them will literally give up, commit suicide, as Minister Peggy mentioned earlier. Some of them will turn to drugs or anything else to try to fight the pain that they are experiencing, because they don't believe in or haven't gotten to the point to know how to fight in the spirit. Praise God. Hallelujah. They are not recognizing the problems any longer, but rather as a part of everyday life. Generational. These things are generational, mental, and physical illnesses. And we see that in people. We see people with mental illness, sickness. You know why they done got mental illness? Because they was not in the word of God in the beginning. They are not sold out for Christ. Dishonesty, dishonoring, authority. The Bible teaches us how to be under authority. Some people don't want to be under authority. Well, Satan is going to visit you because you are in disobedience. You are in disobedience if you are dishonest, if you are selfish,
because we don't supposed to be selfish. That's one of the fruits of the Spirit. That was just to name a few of them, how Satan comes in and attacks you. Hallelujah.
New virulent diseases now devastate humanity. Divorce continually escalates. Violence seems to strike everywhere and frequently at random.
As I just said, they just found a young man in Texas floating on the river. We got all kind of things happening now. Satan knows that his time is short. So he's going to attack in every kind of way. And while our leaders seem unable to provide solutions, because our leaders are being attacked by Satan. Often the solution they do exacerbate the problem and create new and worse issues. That's all they are doing, because Satan got into the White House. What you see, we need people in the White House who's dancing in the Spirit and praising God to war out the evil spirit. But there's nothing happening right now. All right, who is the enemy? And what is his tactics? What is he going to do? What he doing is what he doing. We got to identify the source of the problem. To a degree, many Christians in the charismatic evangelistic church world and secular people as well believe problems are God's way of teaching them a lesson. For instance, I know a precious young lady who had been in the hospital with a traumatic illness and felt that her illness had not been God's will. Yeah, some people put things on God and it's not God's will. Praise God. Sad, Satan is a deceiver and a liar, as identified and described in John 8:44. You are of your father the devil, and the lust of your father ye will do. He was a murderer from the beginning, and abode not in the truth. When you're not in the truth, you will allow Satan to abode at your house. Praise God. For he was a murderer from the beginning and abode not in the truth, because there is no truth in him. There's no truth in Satan. He's going to always bring chaos into your home. When he speaketh a lie, he speaketh of his own, for he is a liar and the father of it. I believe that many people have responsibilities to fight the good fight of faith. Ephesians 6:13 tells us, having done all to stand. 3 John 2 tells us it's God's will, and it is to heal us. Beloved, I wish above all things that thou mayest prosper and be in health, even as thy soul prospers. Jesus told us in John 10:10 that he come to give us life, not less abundantly, but more abundantly. So Jesus is coming here to give us life, and we are letting Satan take it away. Praise God. The Bible clearly states that Jesus came to give us life, not to create problems for us. But God's word goes further in 2 Timothy 2:16 and explain that he teaches us through Scripture. When we study and learn God's word, our knowledge of God's word and the ways will introduce us into conviction through our conscience. It is through our conscience conviction that we are corrected. Have you ever noticed when you do something wrong that you feel bad about that wrong until you repent? Restoration, not justice, is always God's goal of
conviction. God always seeks ways to restore us all, sinners or not, to full fellowship with God, with Him. God is the creator and restorer, never a destroyer. God will never destroy His people because He has died for us. Praise God. Satan comes to bring death while Jesus came to steal and steal. And come, Jesus comes to bring life. Praise God. Praise God. Life. I stopped there to let you hear. Jesus came to bring life. You have life in Christ Jesus, not death. Yes, this old natural body is going to decay. But you have life. And you have to think upon those things that God is telling you in the Word where I just brought them forth. You have to let these things rest in you and know your purpose, what God's purpose is for your life. Because we essentially face our inability to defeat Satan, the destroyer in this spiritual battle. We must employ the heavenly artillery available to us. That is God's power. Jesus already fought and won the war with Satan and all his demons. But the scripture just cited tells us that we, through the power of the Holy Spirit, must overcome. Also, if Jesus won, why do we need the armor to stand? Why are we the works of Satan so manifested? Why do we yet wrestle with the spirit of this world? To say spiritual warfare does not exist nullifies the meaning of a whole lot of scripture. Now, you may be willing to do that. Did Jesus not defeat our enemies for us? Are you going to believe that Jesus has fought the battle for us? And he won. Jesus won the battle. Satan didn't. If Jesus completed the work, why did he tell us to continue to work? Are the sick still sick? Are the devil still indwelling people? Of course they are. If we are to follow Jesus' leadership in 1 John 3:8, we must learn to put Satan under our feet just like Jesus did. Jesus clearly instructed us to do likewise in John 20:21. As my Father has sent me, so even so I send you. In fact, that the devil still abounds attests in the fact that the Lord has already won the world in the sense God intended. But God is establishing a people unafraid of becoming spiritual warriors. Unafraid. God is establishing his people all across this world to go. And he told us, don't be afraid and don't be dismayed. We're going in Jesus' name. And he told us not to worry about what we're going to say because he'll speak through us. Cathedral of Praise continually receives report from churches and individuals experiencing great breakthroughs. Churches all across the world, they steadily receive great praise because there are some of us that have been, oh yes, dedicated, believing that we are trampling down every evil force that tries to come in and tear us. Through learning the principles of God love and spiritual warfare, I know that what has happened to me and other people, Satan is defeated. The enemy is Satan, not alcohol or drugs, or even a mate who decides divorce is the answer. He is intent and retaining the dominance he gained over mankind in the fall of Adam and Eve in the Garden of Paradise. God wants his people to win their freedom. According to John 8:36, we can accomplish that only through spiritual means. That is how we fight, with spiritual means. Praise God. We must pray without ceasing. That's what the Bible says. We must pray without ceasing. Prayer. And we can conquer the enemy. What is our spiritual weapons? The natural man has trouble comprehending God's method of spiritual battle. In fact, Paul says the carnal man cannot receive or comprehend anything from God. 1 Corinthians 2:14. Hence, to hear or understand and apply God's principles of spiritual warfare, our spirit man must rule our lives. We must come and in the name of Jesus, the blood of Jesus, we must come in agreement. We must come with fasting, because he says some of these things will not happen unless it comes by fasting and prayer. We must come in praise, because the Bible says praise is our weapon. And we must come in the Word of God. Why the Word of God? Why we have to have the Word of God? Because the Word of God is the only thing that's going to stand. When all else cease, when tongues cease, when everything else cease, the Word will always be here. So we must stand up on the Word of God and believe God. These are not the only weapons, but I just named a few weapons that have a warfare. They are extremely important in resisting the enemy. You must have noticed prayer is not listed, yet realize I did mention these things come by fasting and prayer. Any form of sincere prayer opens the door for God's power to move into our lives. Praise God. But the prayer of praise releases more of God's power than any other form of petition. The Bible gives examples which show his facts again and again how we are to praise him in every part of our lives. We must learn how to do spiritual warfare. He said, I created you to praise me. You were created to praise me. Praise God. This is Praise Sunday. I pray that you have received something from these little excerpts. I will get to the rest of it. That was just part of it. I couldn't do it all on this program, but next first Sunday, we will go back and finish on dancing in the spirit. I know some people don't care for dancing in the spirit, but, baby, you must put the enemy under your feet now, because the enemy is true, and he's out to steal, kill, and destroy. May the Lord bless you. May he keep you. May he cause his face to shine upon you. May he be gracious to you this week and give you peace. I command the enemy away from your door, away from your home, away from your children, away from your finances, that you be built up in every area of your life. The enemy, the devil, is a liar. And he has no part. Whatever God has given you, I pray blessings upon it. So may you be blessed in your going in, your coming out, your uprising, and your sitting down.
May you be blessed in your finances, your meal bearer, everything that God bless you. Do warfare before he comes in. Put a stand at your doorpost. Let him know he cannot enter. Have a good night now. Bye-bye.